This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
It's going to be one of those kind of shows. I just have a feeling. It's a feel-good Friday, man. So let's have some fun today, Michael. We will be continuing our movie review this week with Little Giants. We'll be doing that. Also, we'll talk about the latest in college sports. Are you watching the World Cup? We'll get into it. The whole show starts now. To the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe. Speaking of Mosquito Joe, we've got a rep from Mosquito Joe that's going to be participating in the hot dog eating contest. I just got this update. This means to up your game. Hot dog eating contest, July 3rd, 1 o'clock at Big City Roadhouse. The Mosquito Joe rep is going to be Jared Mojo Dirt King.
That sounds like a heavy eater if I have ever heard that.
So they held their own mini competition to see who would represent Mosquito Joe.
How many hot dogs did Jared the Dirt
eat? I'm going to ask right now. How many dogs did he eat?
Was there lubrication involved?
I don't know. I don't know if we need all the details. We just need to know the number.
Well, we need to have research on the enemy, because Brady, you're trying to win. You can only have four hot dogs.
I'm going to eat more than four hot dogs. Are we putting a friendly wager on that?
No, I'm already going to have to buy you Big City Roadhouse food.
Because if the Rockies get over their 60 something win total.
Yeah, I think I said 50 and you said 64. So.
Well, they were
57
off.
57 is even.
Off last night, so no progress in the Dirty 30. Really hoping that we can be done with this by the time I get back to work on Monday. Like that's the goal. That's the dream right now, is that we could be clean shaven and ready to go by the time the weekend is over. They start a series against is it Pittsburgh? Maybe, yeah. So that'll be good. They'll probably win them all. Just need two, Mike. Just need to grab two of these here, and we'll be good to go. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Okay, so I'm seeing a bunch of Nuggets fans upset that Carmelo Anthony, former Nugget great, former Nick great, was in attendance at the Knicks parade for their championship, but did not attend the Nuggets parade. People have issues with that. People have weird issues with Carmelo Anthony. And I don't understand it. Now, is Carmelo going over the top to try to... Here's the thing. I'm just going to say it. Denver fans, you're so used to Peyton Manning and guys that have, Keep Tlaib, great players that love to turn around and call Denver home. Right? We see that a lot. And because Carmelo Anthony, I think in your minds, and maybe not, is not just all over the top in, wow, my time in Denver was great, I love it. Mike, you have his coach, George Karl, in his book saying Carmelo Anthony was one of the most difficult guys he coached. I'm not disagreeing with that. I've actually spoken to George Karl about that with Jerry Schimmel a few years back. But if I have a coach writing a book about me, not about me, but there's a bunch about me in there, saying I was the most difficult, blah, 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 I don't know. Does it matter if Carmelo Anthony shows up at your parade or acknowledges the Nuggets? Now, listen, I don't love the fact that Melo thinks that 15, the number 15, went to Joker because they wanted to wash away the memory of Carmelo. Dude, nobody knew that Joker was going to be that good. So when he was a second-round pick during a Taco Bell commercial. So nobody in that organization thought he was going to be a three-time MVP. Nobody would have predicted that. I'm sure they all thought, hey, this is a good player. We like him. But nobody thought he'd be the best player in the world. So I don't think Melo's right in that stuff, but you guys Tanner Schwint hates talking about Nolan Arenado because the Rockies traded him, which they shouldn't have traded him. They should have fought a little harder on that. Great players don't always, it doesn't make them less great if they're not obsessed with your team. Like Von Miller begging to come back for Denver. That's not how every superstar is. Did Carmelo take a terrible organization, lead a terrible organization to being somewhat relevant? The answer is yes. Before Melo, this team was a joke. Nobody talked about the Denver Nuggets. Nobody had a word to say about them other than the fact that they were one of the worst teams in the league. And so Melo gets drafted, and they make the playoffs every year. Didn't win a championship, made it to the Western Conference Finals once, but outside of that, yeah. But they're more relevant than they were several years before that, and I think we just forget about that. Yes, Michael.
Well, speaking to the Carmelo Anthony and his number 15, Jokic has had the number 15 since he was young.
Correct.
So, I'm sorry, get over yourself.
Yeah, get over yourself. And I agree.
Google.
I agree. But does that take away what he did for the organization? I hate retiring numbers. I only want to retire a number. Like, John Elway fits that category. Joker probably fits that category.
Peyton Manning fits that category.
Retirement thing with him because it's Trapuka too, right?
Yeah. Like, there's only three numbers that the Broncos have retired, and they're all deserving.
What is it? John Elway, Floyd Little, and then number 18?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, like, that's what I'm thinking. He's got to be your hands down great.
Yeah, you can't be like the Yankees who have retired half the numbers.
No, like, there's been some great players in Broncos history. But I don't want to get to the point, because this thing just keeps going, Mike. As the world keeps turning, we will keep getting great players, and they'll all be worthy, air quotes, of retiring the jersey. I don't think the Nuggets should retire number 15 as Carmelo Anthony. Obviously not. I do think they should stop saying the only way to raise a banner or to raise your jersey means we're retiring. I think you raise the jersey in honoring your greats. Retiring your jersey number, one thing, but raising a jersey up saying this is one of our best players in franchise history, and he is. If you disagree with that, you just weren't watching, or you're letting your bias toward him get in the way. But raising up a jersey in your rafter to honor the greats, and you just have it. It's like the Ring of Fame. The guys in the Broncos Ring of Fame are not all retired numbers, obviously, as the Broncos only have the three. Those are all just great Broncos, and that's what it should all be about. I love these conversations. I love the Ring of Fame. Is it the Ring of Honor?
Ring of Fame.
Ring of Fame. Ring of Fame. I love that stuff because it's a great conversation. It's a great sports conversation. Great for a June 19th conversation.
Yeah. You know, the Broncos had some huge members of the Orange Crush, Carl Mecklenburg. But guess what? 77 isn't retired. What about Randy Gradishar, Hall of Famer?
And it shouldn't be.
Not number retired.
Is there any other Bronco you can make a case for retiring his jersey number? Like Terrell Davis?
It's such a short career.
No, not if the retiring of jersey numbers should be more strict than my Hall of Fame. These are the absolute greats. There's Shannon Sharpe, amazing Hall of Famer. Terrell Davis, amazing Hall of Famer. Steve Atwater, several names on the list. But they're not John Elway. You could ask somebody in a different country, name a famous Bronco. Most people, unless they're like under the age of 10, would say John Elway.
And they would say Peyton Manning as well because of the modern era, Von Miller. But I absolutely, there are some people on the Ring of Fame that shouldn't be on there. Like Tony Dorsett played one season for the Broncos. He was injured the other. Why is he up there?
I don't know. Let's read a couple of texts.
Why is Cookie Gilchrist up there? One season for the Broncos.
No, I agree. Jake, the geologist guy, Mello is weak sauce. Denver should have been in contention for a championship when he was there, but the players, in my opinion, had a serious attitude problem, and he was the ringleader. That may be so. I'm not sitting here saying Mello's going to win any, you know, Man of the Year awards or Teammate of the Year awards. In fact, I know he shouldn't win any of those awards. Based on the Furious George book that George Carl wrote years ago, it was basically, you can read in there, either it's in the book or he told me this, that there would be games where Mello would have an amazing stat night and they'd lose and he'd be in a good mood. And then the opposite would occur if they'd win but he had a terrible stat night, he was pissed off. I'm not arguing whether he was a good teammate or he's a Peyton Manning type teammate. But is he one of the greats for the Nuggets? I mean, I think of the three Western Conference, I guess they've been to four. They've been to four Western Conference finals. One with Alex English and company, one with Carmelo Anthony and company, two with Nikola Jokic and company. Those three guys right there are the three best Nuggets players to ever do it. Alex English, Carmelo Anthony, and Nikola Jokic. There are several other guys, several honorable mention guys. But when I think of Nuggets eras, we were talking about dynasties the other day, eras, Carmelo Anthony defines from the 2003s to whenever he got traded. He defines that. There were a lot of key players that were going along with him. Yes, I wish there would have been more out of it. You know, I really thought that year that they did get knocked out in the Western Conference Finals by Kobe Bryant and his Lakers, I thought there might be a chance there if Anthony Carter could have got the ball passed in two games.
You know, maybe people retire numbers and put things up in the stadiums because they don't have enough numbers. I mean, Reggie White, his number was retired or at least they put his name in the stadium for the Carolina Panthers. They had nobody back then.
This is why, but you be careful, because if you retire everybody, then you set a precedent early.
Like the Yankees.
It's like the Hall of Very Good. See, Big Hub says this, and I disagree with this. You can raise his jersey and put dates. See, are you saying you can retire his jersey and put dates? If you retire number 15, it should and only be retired under Nikola Jokic. But you can raise his jersey, have a, you know, some kind of plate over the top of your arena that says Nuggets Hall of Fame or Nuggets Ring of Fame, whatever you want to do. And it's just, there's Carmelo Anthony, there's Alex English, there's Dan Issel, there's David Thompson.
Yeah, but if you're going to retire a number, you're right. It should be Jokic.
And there's a section over in the corner that's for retired numbers by itself.
Yeah. Like even if you are going to put them next to each other, like everybody should have the same color jersey except for the legend who had his number retired.
That's how you do it. You do it like that. You go Nuggets legends, and you put them up there, and then the ones that are retired, like a gold banner. You know, like the rest are white banners. One's a gold banner, retired number, Joker. In my mind, there's three guys that I would consider. There's two. I wouldn't retire Melo's number, even if Joker wasn't a thing. I'm saying greatness. And Alex English was probably closer to that than Carmelo Anthony, I would say. They were
Dikembe
damn good.
Mutombo not with the Nuggets enough?
Yeah, I would say no. A great for sure, but no.
And a great dude, too. Yeah. Built a hospital.
Eastside Chris texting in, I'm sure, thinking about specifics, Joker would probably take 16 and care less when he was drafted. Yeah, I don't think Joker cared if he was number 15. And I don't think you're putting your anybody in that organization said, we got to wash that memory away of number 15, so we got to give it to Joker because he's going to be a star. If you looked at that roster that year, Michael, keep in mind, Yusuf Nurkic, the Bosnian beast, the center at the time, was the plan. He was the plan at big man for Denver. Wasn't Joker. Joker was an experiment. Hey, we like it. Like his passing ability. He's very good, but we don't know. We don't know what much about it. You even heard Tim Connelly, now with the Minnesota Timberwolves, say, if anybody in that organization said that they knew Joker was going to be this good, they would be lying to you. Second round pick. So no, they didn't give number 15 to Joker, hoping to watch. They would have given that to one of their first round picks at 7. They drafted Emmanuel Mudiay and Jamal Murray at number 7. Obviously, Mudiay did not work out. Murray, I think, kind of did work out, yeah. But that's Mudiay, not who you're giving 15 to.
The thing about Mudiay was he was always in a bad mood.
No, man. He actually wasn't. He was a really positive guy.
I mean, a good mood.
Big Hub says, that's what I meant, raise the jersey and dates but not retire. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, like, I'm 100% good with that. Faith texting in, Jokic won a championship and Melo didn't, period. Yeah, and he's a three-time MVP. Melo was always one of the best scorers during his time, but he was never considered the best player in the NBA.
And if you follow statisticians, like, he is alone. He is the lone dot in a certain area with all his triple doubles. With, you know,
oh, he's
just a legend in basketball overall.
He owns almost every Nuggets offensive record. Like, he's on top of almost, obviously, triple doubles. He's number two now in NBA history. He owns almost every rebounds, assists. He's got everything. So one could even make the case that Joker's the only number you retire, and not Alex English. But I could go along with you.
If you're going to just retire Jokic's number, you're not going to retire any other numbers. Like, there is no comparison to Jokic. They would have to draft another legend. I'd say Alex English and Joker, but.
Here's the numbers that the Nuggets have retired. They've retired 6 player numbers, 1 coaching milestone, and league-wide Bill Russell. Every team retired Bill Russell. Nobody wears number 6. Although, did they change that? No, that was a new thing because there was a guy who got number 6 before that rule was in effect, and he gets to continue wearing it. I can't think of who that is off the top of my head. Alex English, they retired the number 2. Bill Russell, because it's a retired league-wide thing. Fat Lever, David Thompson, Byron Beck, Dan Issel, Dikembe Mutombo, and then they hung a banner for Doug Moe and his franchise record at the time, 432 wins. Well, now you got to put Malone's up there. See, like, I could make the case that are those great Nuggets? Yes. But if you're those are already 6 numbers. If those numbers are retired, then that means not only Joker, when his time comes, you retire his number. If Byron Beck and Dikembe Mutombo and Dan Issel are retired, are you going to consider retiring Jamal Murray's number and Aaron Gordon's number? That's the thing. Like, Jamal Murray is going to be considered, when this is all said and done, you should probably be putting him into that same category as a lot of these Nuggets greats. Dixon says, Melo was okay, but a little overrated because the Nuggets had been bad for a while, and then they went to the playoffs. Plus, he was kind of a, you know what, screw him. Well, he was highlighted because they were so bad. Yes, and they were so good. You're kind of making my point. They were so bad, and then once they got Melo, they were a consistent playoff team. Dude, the Nuggets weren't going to the playoffs that consistently since the 80s until Melo came. So, I mean, this hate for Melo, I'm annoyed by some of the stuff. I'm annoyed by some of the stuff. Yeah, sure. But it doesn't change how I feel about what he did while he was playing for the Denver Nuggets.
Accomplishments are accomplishments, no matter how angry you are at that person.
Yeah, so like the Nuggets, they made the playoffs a lot in the 80s. I mean, almost all of the 80s. In the 90s, early 90s didn't get in. They made it twice in the 90s. They made it to the playoffs twice in the 90s. Of course, 93 and 94 was the year they beat the Supersonics. And when an 8 seed beat a 1 seed, and they beat George Karl's Supersonics. And then they lost to the Spurs in the first round, and that was it was back when it was a best of five series. And then they didn't go for the rest of the 90s and didn't get into the playoffs until 2003. And from 2003, once they drafted Carmelo Anthony, they never missed the playoffs. And they went on a monster stretch. And even the trade that they got for Melo allowed them to continue to make the playoffs for a few years after the fact. And Melo could have very well just did what LeBron did. Said, yeah, I'll finish out the season. And then just go leave as a free agent. He let it be known that he was going to be gone. So the Nuggets traded him at the trade deadline. Big Hub says, I feel like there's no debate on this. There shouldn't be a debate on this, but there is a debate. Especially when people see him at the New York Knicks parade, and it's like, oh, that's all the more reason for us not to want to honor Carmelo Anthony. Yes, Michael?
I want to start another debate.
Okay.
There should only be one number retired league-wide in any league. Not Bill Russell's, Jackie Robinson. That should really be the only number that can be retired across a full league.
I don't think so.
I do.
That's cross leagues. We're not doing that.
Well, I wouldn't cross leagues. You could if you wanted to. He was a tremendous influence.
I agree, but that's we're two different sports. What he did to pave the way for probably all sports, yes, I get that. But
exactly.
We're not going to – I mean, no, I disagree with you.
I agree with me.
I do wonder if you do it like this, though. Only one number can be retired at any time. And as soon as a current player overcomes that great player, you take his number down, it's unretired, and you only put one up. Because again,
I mean, that's interesting.
Because we're going to keep doing this.
But
like the Buffs, what number is Shedeur Sanders? Is he two? Was he two? Or what was he?
Undeserving of having his number retired.
But think about that. Yeah, no, he was 12, my bad. Nobody can wear the number 12 for the University of Colorado ever again. Unless they call him and he's like, yeah, you can wear it. No, he wears two now. Sorry, that's why I was confused. But wasn't he 12 when he was playing for the Buffs? Yeah. No, he was two when he was for the Buffs. I'm way off on this, Mike. I'm way off on this. He was two and then he was 12 and then he was two. He said, Chris, what is Micah smoking back there? Yeah, you're not going to do the Jackie Rock. I get what you're saying, but you're not going to do that for other leagues. There's too many great players in your own league. I mean, some might make the case that you should.
Influence, though. Michael Jordan. The cultural influence.
Michael Jordan might be one to consider, too.
No.
Just because it's not a culturally influential thing, it's a marketability influential thing. Worldwide phenom was Michael Jordan.
Now, if you're gonna do that, retire any number. I mean, I know Bill Russell won like 11 titles.
Mm-hmm.
But Michael Jordan, of course, those are two different eras.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball was way different.
Well, and Jordan kind of saved the NBA. And the NBA was kind of there's some great players, but man, when Jordan stormed on the scene, that became a worldwide thing. Everybody knew Michael Jordan. Thank you, 970. Shedeur was 2. Travis Hunter was 12. Double A. Yeah, got
Are
that
you
now.
Shedeur about that?
But, like, think about that. You can't wear number 2 anymore at the University of Colorado. Now, I agree with retiring Travis Hunter's number. Not sure I agree with the timing of it. But Heisman winner? That's worthy of retiring a number. I don't care if he only played one season for the Buffs. If you win a Heisman with a team, I think it's an automatic qualifier.
Yeah, and he was so dominant. He made Shedeur look better than he was.
Well, I thought Shedeur was a good quarterback. But he wasn't
NFL caliber.
He might be. He might be. He's had some decent games.
Can I make an early prediction?
What?
Shedeur just going random. Starts for the Browns.
He might. Although the rumor is that Deshaun Watson's going to be the the guy leading. That's the rumor. Big Hub says, what about Steph Curry? Retiring his number? Steph? Yeah. If I'm Golden State, I'm retiring Steph Curry's number. Absolutely. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Dixon, do they sell weed at the nerd store now or what?
I don't smoke the reefer. Well, I love reefer jokes.
If we only retire one number, and it's Jackie Robinson. It's cross sports, and
I'm not necessarily saying across all sports. You could,
but you said
like a number for a league. It would be Jackie Robinson.
They already do that, didn't they? Already do that? Didn't the MLB
they did
do
for
that?
Major League Baseball?
Yeah, NFL is not going to do that because we're not going to promote Major League Baseball in our stadiums. They're just not going to. Like, that's part of it. They can honor teams and say they support teams and stuff, but they're not going to go to an NFL stadium. It's NFL signage all over the place. They're not going to have anything MLB related in there. So they're not. That's not going to happen. Is there a player in the NFL? Is there a player in the NFL that is? And I may be wrong. I mean, like Pat Tillman, I know is honored, but I don't know if. If there is a number the NFL has retired collectively.
And I don't think there is one deserving.
What about the NHL? Should they retire Wayne Gretzky's number collectively?
If it's going to be anyone, it would be him.
Yeah. Well, it's a fun debate to get us kicked off here on a Friday. Yeah, a lot of texts here. I mean, NBA-wise, do they retire Steph's? Like an overall number? Like NBA league, no, not league wide. To me, there's only one other player that should be considered for league wide retirement, and that would be the number 23. That would be Michael Jordan, but we know LeBron wears that too.
Yeah, Jordan and Kobe are the only ones I'd even come close to considering retiring, especially Jordan.
970 texting, I'm a huge Husker fan. Look at all the Husker legends. Dave Remington has a trophy named after him for college linemen. They retired jerseys, not numbers. Yeah, see, I like that. First Advantage text line again, 888-530-0043. Good debate to start us off on a Friday, Michael.
Indeed, and yeah. I'd like to ruin it by saying I think the Huskers themselves should be retired and should no longer have a football team or a state.
Why?
Because they hate Nebraska.
Why?
Because they were always good, and they kept beating up on my Huskies, and they were always good. And I know a lot of people from Nebraska.
See that? You know what drives me nuts when you do that? I don't like that team because they beat mine. And it's like, you're such a... That's so childish.
No, it's
so childish.
You can root against that team and be angry at that team for beating your team.
I sure can, but it's not like I hate that team. In fact, I might even like that team because the rivalry that it presents, the juice that it leads up to, I should say.
So
Double A says, don't get me started.
Buffs fans can't hate Nebraska fans.
Sports hate, but you love to hate because you need each other.
Apparently
but
not. Like, Nebraska doesn't need CU.
But you're, why?
I don't know, because they moved conferences.
Hell yeah, and that's why conference realignment is silly. We'll get into college sports talk here coming up, Mike. Dude. Cantwell, the senator, a part of this Protect College Sports Act, is throwing haymakers at the Big Ten and the SEC. She's throwing haymakers, man. So we're going to get into this conversation.
Violence isn't the answer.
Well, she's not actually doing it. But she's getting aggressive here. That led to the Big Ten and the SEC to issue a joint statement basically saying, I mean, we'll get into it. We got to take a break here, Mike. 34 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show. We're live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. We're just getting cooking here on a Friday morning. We'll be right back.
The beards are growing.
Growing, we do it every day.
When will the Rockies win 30? Track the Dirty 30 with Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKN.
Seven minutes after the hour. Yeah, man. Nebraska hates CU. CU hates Nebraska. They do. They should have stayed in the same conference. This is part of the problem in college sports. It's part of the issue.
Yeah, but the arch rivalry, and CU fans won't accept this, the arch rivalry is Oklahoma-Nebraska. Or was.
Would Nebraska agree with that?
Yes. Nebraska didn't look at CU like... CU was this big thing. They beat him like twice in 10 years. I should look up the overall record and see the amount of dominance Nebraska
Coach
has
Mack
over CU.
Got that really going because he said, we need a rivalry. And he's like, you know, let's just pick one out and let's go. That's part of what's killed college sports, though, is the conference realignment stuff. But it was Bill McCartney who's like pointing out, you know what? Let's make Nebraska. Let's just create it. Let's just go. I hate them. Let's hate them. No red. Yes, Michael.
Would you like to take a guess at the overall record between Nebraska and CU?
How many times have they played?
They have played 73 times.
I'm just going to give you the amount of times I think CU's won. Can you give me any kind of a hint?
It is double digits.
Okay. I was going to say double digits. Um, 14.
No. Good guess, though. It was 21.
Ah, okay.
CU,
I knew it was lopsided.
21-50-2 against Nebraska.
And you say that's not a rivalry. Well, I think they hate each other pretty good. Monsters on the First Advantage Hotline. What's happening, man?
In there, Brady?
I couldn't hear you, man. Board button presser didn't press the button fast enough.
The button isn't very good.
Yeah. What's up, Lonnie?
How about the producer just being asleep there?
That's how we started the show.
Yep.
What's up, man?
Hey, you know what? You're talking about this college realignment thing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who's to blame for this whole mess is Oklahoma and Texas. They're the one that started this whole mess.
Yeah.
I disagree.
But well, why?
West Virginia did it first.
No, Oklahoma, no. Oklahoma and Texas was the one that started it. Then after that, everybody started copying it.
And they were the big brands.
Yeah.
Those were the big brands that started it, right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Exactly.
Well, it's part of just allowing conferences to do this. Part of this new bill would actually keep the Power Four conferences from trying to poach each other. Which I think would be important because that's who they're wanting to poach, is you know, mainly each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lonster, appreciate the call, my friend.
Hey, have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
And
man.
Hey, yeah, and have fun at your little get together tonight.
Oh yeah, I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Yeah, we've got a cool thing tonight. It's the autism dads night out kind of thing. Dads of kiddos with living with autism. Coach Lamb and I will be out at the brewery in Windsor, Epic Brewing. So I'm looking forward to that. That should be great. It's always a fun time. Just chatting with dads, kind of in the same boat. So if you're interested and you're in that world, let me know. It's like unorganized. Dudes having beers. Yes, Mark.
Monster is wrong. Sorry, Lonster.
I kind of had a feeling you were wrong. Yes.
West Virginia joined July 1st, 2012. Texas joined July 1st, 2024. That's when they became an SEC member.
Mm-hmm.
For West Virginia, in my opinion.
Wait, when did West Virginia do it? You said West Virginia started this whole thing?
Yes.
And they did it what year?
2012.
Yeah, that was when it started going crazy.
Now, I know
that did it recently is only taking advantage of all the other teams that have done it before.
Yeah, but I know that West Virginia was the first big illogical school to go to the Big 12. Like, what are they doing there? You're all the way on the East Coast.
Yep.
What are you, the farthest
yep.
east is Nebraska, and then it became West Virginia.
Yep.
That was a ridiculous move, and
it
now
was.
Texas OU moving is a result of Nebraska moving.
AA agrees with you. Texas is to blame. They blew up the Big 12. No, it doesn't agree with you. Agrees with Lonnie. Listen, the rules are to blame. Like, if the NCAA has no teeth and can't keep conferences from realigning and transferring or and jumping ship all the time, that's just teams taking advantage of the rules and moving around to try to better their situation.
I must realign these.
You did already. And I don't disagree. It's actually really interesting,
but
it's not going to happen. So, this Senator Cantwell, who is part of this bill, Protect College Sports Act, with Senator Cruz, Democrat, Republican, coming together to make this thing. So, in the wake of a 19-9 vote that advances her and Ted Cruz's bill to the next step in legislative process, it may soon be brought up for a full vote on the Senate floor. Cantwell went off on the SEC and the Big Ten. Yahoo Sports' Ross Dillinger writes, in an effort to align their schools in opposition to the Protect College Sports Act, Cantwell accused the conference commissioners, SEC, Big Ten, of intimidating members by threatening team scheduling changes, suggested that league executives were treating university presidents and athletic directors as puppets, and believe that school board members who want their institutions to support the bill are now springing into action. She said, athletic directors and presidents are going to get their comeuppance from regents who are all of a sudden saying, what the hell are you doing sending those letters? Cantwell said, the jig is going to be up on schools. You're really letting the conference drive this discussion? Hey, well, welcome to college football. She said the SEC and the Big Ten are threatening intimidation on the schedule of games. There is intimidation here. Since then, the Big Ten and the SEC released a joint statement. Senator Cantwell's, I won't read the whole thing, characterization of the Big Ten and SEC engagement regarding the Protect College Sports Act does not accurately reflect the process that has occurred. From the time the legislation was introduced, our member universities have been engaged, vocal, and collaborative in evaluating the bill and identifying ways to improve it. I mean, I don't doubt they're probably involved in some kind of bullying to lesser conferences.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
And that's why I must realign it.
They're
going to
break. Well, good luck. They'll break away by the time this is done. This is a wild story. Okay, we got a break now. We're way behind in the clock. 45 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick. Let's follow up on this conversation because it is getting heated. And it just leads me to believe the SEC and the Big Ten are not long for the college football world as we know it today. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
It's getting hot in here, so, hot. So take off all your
be giving away some Nelly tickets here today, thanks to Interior Sprinkler Systems. Nelly with Graham Barham, Friday, June 26th. That's next Friday night at 8 o'clock, Michael. I'm going to give away some Nelly tickets, man. Nelly was like all the rage back when I was in high school. I mean, and then he was starting to get famous. He did the Longest Yard movie with Adam Silver. So these are going to be hot tickets. So we're going to give those away. Do you want to do it right now?
Why don't we just do them right now?
You just want to give them away right now? All right, I got Nelly tickets. Friday, June 26th with Graham Barham. Next Friday night at 8 o'clock. This is one of the hottest ticket items, man. This is one of the hot ones. We don't have a ton of these. So we're going to go caller number 20 on the First Advantage hotline. 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. If you're on hold, keep trying. Just keep filling it up. because that's how you're going to win these bad boys. I got Nelly with Graham Barham tickets to the Greeley Stampede next Friday night at 8 o'clock. 11:51 the time. Let's wrap up hour number one. We got top stories of the day. Our review of Little Giants coming up as well with the dude down the hall. Keep it here on The Whole Show. We'll be right back.
Win tickets to the Greeley Stampede right here, thanks to Interior Sprinkler Systems. Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, coming up, we got top stories of the day. Some interesting ones here today. Also, the dude down the hall is going to join us. This was his request to review the movie The Little Giants. Is it The Little Giants or just Little Giants?
I think it's Little Giants.
All right. Solid movie. The question was, did it hold up, you know, years later, now that I'm the big 4-0? Was it as good as it was in the 90s when it came out? That's what we're going to discuss. Start it, bench it, or cut it. And we're creating a new rule today. We're going to start that new rule. We're going to go through it with Derbs. It's going to be complicated. Be ready, Mike. That's
coming
up.
And into the Rockies.
That's coming up. We'll be right back.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.